It's 89.1 WYBF FM. I'm Nick Quattrovato, and our guest today is MK, or otherwise known as Michael Kelly, bassist, composer, also vocals for the Grip Weeds. Thank you for joining us.
Great to be here.
Now, you originally were influenced by classical music.
Classical music. I started on cello when I was 8 years old, and the records we had around the house were classical. Bartok, Gustav Holst, The Planets. And I just started listening to music on my parents' stereo, had between the speakers or on headphones. And I remember just getting lost in the sound of the music and letting my imagination fly. So my first love was classical music, and then I got a Beatles record. But it was always both. I love both the same, with the same enthusiasm.
And you list as one of your influences on bass Paul McCartney, of course. And one here that might seem off center or something, Chris Squire from Yes. He sort of invented that fat bass sound that he still does to this day.
Well, Paul McCartney and Chris Squire both play with a pick. I'm left-handed but play righty, and when I was learning the bass, I didn't have the facility in my fingers to play really fast with my fingers, so I picked up the pick and gravitated to those players that did use a pick, and McCartney was one who had the big, fat, tubby first Hofner sound and then moved to Rickenbacker, and then I got Yes, Fragile album Roundabout, and God, I gotta learn that song, and learn that front to back when I was 14 years old. That didn't come off my turntable. And just incorporated both of those styles into my own playing, which I feel I have my own voice now, but they were huge influences. And then, of course, on to Geddy Lee and other bass players of that era. But yeah, Squire and McCartney are the strongest links to my own style.
And you hold a Master's of Music Composition and Theory.
Degree is from the State University of New York at Fredonia School of Music, and it's a Master's in Composition and Theory of Music. I was there for 2 years. Ended up with a double piano concerto as my final thesis, which is on my own personal CD, My Stories, which is not really available, but you can get it at my faculty website. You can listen to the samples there.
Cool. You're also a member of BMI. Yeah. And you're a voting member of NARIS, and that's a really exclusive club.
Yeah, the Grammys, but you know, not all votes are equal. But I'm always surprised at, you know, who actually wins the Grammys. But yeah, I'm a voting member. It's fun. You get the big ballot at the end of the year, and then the other ballot, and it's fun.
Do a little history on the Grip Weeds first. They formed in the late 80s, mm-hmm. From North New Jersey, power pop band with melodic sensibilities. Of course, the band formed with Rick and Kurt Rail, brothers.
Right. Rick and Kurt are the original members of the band. They are brothers, Everly Brothers, Vicker Brothers, you know, whatever you want to call them. But the two brothers started the band during that time, and it's evolved over the years. A number of players have been in and out. But then when Kristen Pinnell joined the band, that kind of solidified the main core of the band. A few bass players, Mick Hargraves, Mike Knappoy, and then myself. So the basic triumvirate of Rick, Kurt, and Kristen have been pretty solid since the early 90s, and I joined in 2003.
Strange Change Machine will be the fifth album.
Yes.
The first album, of course, House of Vibes, which was really issued last year with bonus tracks. And House of Vibes, by the way, is also the name of the Grip Weeds home recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask you about that, too. The Sound Is in You, Summer of a Thousand Years from 2001, Giant on the Beach from 2004, which contained that great song, Realities. Infinite Soul, which came out last year, courtesy of Wicked Cool and Lil Steven.
The big supporter of the band, he plays us on his Sirius satellite show.
The Underground Garage.
The Underground Garage.
Yeah.
We get a lot of airplay. Got a lot of coolest song in the world call-outs from him. Top 50 songs of the decade, we made his list. A lot of good company there, U2, Springsteen, a lot of fun bands on that top 50 list of the decade. So he's been a great supporter. He put together the the greatest hits package for us and put it out. He's doing well.
Is he really like the way he sounds on the radio, you know, all cool and like he like as he looks on TV and on the radio? Is he exactly like that?
He's exactly like that, and he smells like vanilla cookies. Every time I meet him, you're like, there's just somebody, you stand near him, and it's that like vanilla cookie smell.
Really?
And he's just sweet guy, great, cool. He's everything you think he would be.
He's sort of the ambassador of like rock, you know.
He is amazing. He is keeping the cause going out there. I love what he's doing on the radio station, just keeping that basic rock and roll, that torch moving. I love that. That's what he's doing.
And the new CD, which is now going to be for June, it's going to be
looks like a June release for Strange Change Machine, which is a double CD. It'll be released. There's three iterations of the album itself. There'll be a download version of the album, free download version of the album, which you can get by signing up for our fan base. You go to the website, sign up for the fan club, and you get the free download version of the album prior to the release of the CD. There'll be the double CD with 24 tracks, 23 original cuts, and we're covering Todd Rundgren's Hello, It's Me. And then there'll be a vinyl version released soon after that.
Oh, that is just incredible. Now, two CD set in this day and age, what was the idea behind the two CD set? Was this the proliferation of material? Or?
Well, what happened was we had put out Giant on the Beach, and the idea was to put out Strange Change Machine. After that, we were working on new material. Then we thought, well, there's going to be some time between the release of Strange Change Machine and Giant on the Beach. So we thought, well, let's release the House of Vibes again. And that took a year and a half. And then little Steven came calling, wanted to do a greatest hits package for us. So we put together a couple acoustic versions of that song and compiled some things for him to put on that. And he put that out. And that was another period of time where, you know, put the brakes on Strange Change Machine. And then we had built up all of this material and the incredible changes that have been happening in the record industry over the last 5 years. But there was so much going on and so much change going on with the industry. We had the amount of material. All of it was very strong. And we thought, well, let's put out the double CD. A portion of it will be a download version, free download. You have to deal with the market the way it is now. And certainly people are sharing files. And we thought, well, let's make it easy for those people who like to share files. And there's going to be a population of people that want the whole listening experience. The way I listen to Strange Change Machine is the way I did when I listened to The Wall by Pink Floyd, front to back, kind of like our Closer to the Edge kind of idea by Yes. Track 1 to track 24, it is a listening experience, and at one point there's a section in the middle where there's kind of like a suite of five songs that belong together. So there's a part concept album to this, a part experimental aspect to this album. There's pure Gripweeds music on there for that Gripweeds fan that is that who-minded hard rock Led Zeppelin fare that is the typical quintessential Gripweeds track. So there's a lot of material on here that we did want to put out and thought our fan base would really appreciate it.
House of Vibe, the home studio where the Gripweeds record at. Now, of course, the Gripweeds were DIY, you know, back when it was really DIY.
Yeah.
And I've seen pictures of the studio on the Gripweeds.com. And Kurt and Rick basically run it. It looks like it's like in an old house, I think, or something like that.
It's the house. The picture of the house is actually a place in Highland Park, New Jersey. The actual House of Vibes is where Kurt and Kristen, they live in the house. Rick also has a room in the house. In the basement of the house, there's a full digital analog studio in the basement where we would do all our recording. Kurt had produced the last three Smithereens albums in the House of Vibes, along with other original projects there. So we're able to do everything. It's a full-blown multimedia studio. We have 16-track, 2-inch tape recording console there. We have fully digital computer recording. We have graphics capability. I mean, we can produce the whole album, graphics, audio. You want website development, we do everything at the House of Vibes. Yeah, it is DIY, and we picked up every manual and painful lesson along the way. But, you know, that experience over that period of time, we're able to put albums out of really high quality. And, you know, we don't master at the house. We could, but we bring that, we need that outside ear for the mastering and sequencing of the actual tracks themselves. But we do everything there.
Like, for example, I think the Smithereens' latest couple of records were recorded there.
Yes, absolutely. And Pat D'Anizio has his solo projects. So the Smithereens have recorded a number there. The last three albums they've released have been done at the House of Vibe.
Save it for a rainy day. Save it for you. Blame it on the weatherman.
I know the Grip Leeches were at South by Southwest.
Yes.
Last couple weeks ago. What was that
like? Austin, Texas. Man, the best barbecue on the planet.
Wow.
It was fun. I mean, it's a big, I call it the spring break for bands. But the seminars there are really priceless. We went down there, all kinds of stuff for the DIY person, legal advice, web advice, advertising, marketing, great panels. I was happy to see Cheap Trick up close and personal down there.
Wow.
But every music that you can imagine is in that little town for a week, and a lot of great people, a lot of fellow artists. We catch up with a lot of people that, you know, all over the world and all over the country converge on that town, and it was a great, great fun show.
Out of all the tracks that are on the new CD, Strange Change Machine, what is the one track that sticks out the most in your mind? Like, what was the one that was the most fun to record?
Kurt wrote a song, Close to the Sun. I really love that, the song. There's a groove and I call it a George Harrison-type guitar part, and it's just something about it that's I'm really attracted to.
Close to the sun.
There's a song, Be Here Now, very Beatlesque. Kristen has a great track on there called Mistress Forest, which is, you know, from, and I'm talking about my influences now. It's from the Fleetwood Mac side of the band. Rick wrote this amazing song, which I call, it's called The Law. Angry, hard rock, great little sample of a speech put in there. You know, we covered all kinds of new bases on this record. Oh, and speaking of basses, I used my 12-string bass, my Waterstone 12-string bass,
wow,
on a track called Mr. X. I just got the bass right before we were finishing up the album, and Mr. X was the last song to be recorded, and the 12-string made it to the track. So that's really cool. It's just, again, another envelope audio pushing element of this record.
You mentioned that the Gripweeds do a cover of Hello, It's Me from Todd Rundgren.
Yeah.
Is it the earlier, slower version by the Nazz, or is it the later Todd Rundgren?
How cool are you? It's a combination of the two.
Really?
Oh, so, that must be amazing. So we have the original Todd kind of feel to it, but we added those Nazz harmonies that you hear in the slower version.
Terrific.
So it's a combination of both elements of that song, because we just didn't want to do, okay, just covering the song, which originally we were asked to do it for Pat D'Anizio had a show on ESPN Sports Channel called The Seventh Inning Stretch, and he wanted this song for that show. So we covered it, but like, how could we put our mark on it? And we're a vocally heavily influenced band, so we wanted to be able to incorporate some of that that older NAS version with the Todd version to make it give a new spin on it.
And it's obvious you guys put a lot into your vocals. They just sound great. What do you do like to get ready for like a vocal session?
Well, I gotta warm up. I don't know. But when we're doing it live on stage, I mean, you got to hear the other person. Sometimes you can hear the other person. It's hit or miss. In the studio, you get to hear everything. And Kurt or Rick is behind the board. And when you're doing it, you know, you're doing a take one, take two, you're really able to focus in and key on what the other people are doing on the track. And when you do that, that's how you get the layered sound and the harmony sound we're actually going for. Live, it's trickier just because, hearing each other isn't always optimum. But we do it. And Kurt and Rick have been singing together. You know, they're brothers. And Everly's were a big influence. And, I mean, they can harmonize stuff on the spot.
Oh, right? I love the Everly Brothers.
Yeah, that's great.
In concert, speaking of covers, do you guys do like any other kind of crazy covers like when you play shows?
We do Shaking All Over.
Wow.
We do Train Kept a Rollin', but you know, we don't do the Aerosmith version.
Of course.
We do some Beatles stuff. We do I Feel Free.
Wow.
So we do some, you know, nuggets from the 60s that we put our own spin on. The song I love doing is No Matter What by Badfinger.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We do a really killer version.
The new CD from the Gripweeds is called Strange Change Machine. It's a 2-CD set. It'll be out in June.
In June.
You can always check out the website, gripweeds.com, for updates on live concerts, always doing live shows. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.